You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, you know that music means it's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here on Sports Daily, and we are glad to be with you. To get you through the middle part of the holiday week, getting closer and closer to 4th of July. You know that because you can hear the fireworks every night this time of year. Gets you feeling good about America. We're glad to be here with you on KFH. Thanks for tuning in, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Thanks for watching us on our video streams on 12 News Plus, on Facebook, YouTube, X. Lots of different ways to get in touch with the program. We'd invite you to do that. You can also listen to us, of course, anytime on the Odyssey app and leave us your voice messages there. All kinds of different ways to get in touch with the program. We appreciate it no matter how you tune into the program. Coming up today, we will have our KU insider, Shreyas Lada, joining us in a little while to talk about the two newest Jayhawk basketball additions. We will, of course, talk Kansas City Royals getting done what they need to get done last night. Can they string it together, something they haven't really been able to do for a while? We'll find out tonight. They continue the road trip out in Seattle. We'll take a look back, take a look ahead in that series. We will talk. Did you see that there's an Arizona Diamondbacks fan banned for the season? We'll tell you why. It's kind of interesting. And we might have Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, a little more sporadic for our summer visits, but we still haven't talked to him yet about all these changes on the rules in the world of college athletics. So we'll play that one by ear as we make our way through the show today. It's all coming up for you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC celebrating the 4th with $4 beers from July 2nd, that's today, through July 6th at all three brew pubs. A great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors. Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers July 2nd through the 6th. Tommy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I got to tell you, if I was not fully awake when I got here, I'm fully awake now looking at your shirt. You are in full Technicolor today with the Hawaiian shirt. Really embracing
this one. This one was my grandpa's. It is very likely older than either one of us. This one might be older than Max, for all we know.
It's a big old collar. I didn't realize how big that collar was until I started looking at
it. There's no telling when this shirt was created, but it is one of the loudest.
And is that classified as a Hawaiian shirt, or is that part of a leisure suit? Because it looks like collar.
I mean, it could have been part of a leisure suit, but we got the flowers and.
It looks like the kind of collar that you would have, like over a big lapel jacket.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Pop the collar over the jacket. Like that's kind of what that shirt looks like.
I'm sure it was. It is short sleeved, so maybe not. But yeah, this is an old one, but a good one. This was my grandpa's.
Max, did you you seem like the kind of guy that at one point maybe in your life you had a leisure suit?
No, I never had a leisure. How old do you think I am? I never had a leisure suit.
You look like a leisure suit kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a leisure suit. I'm not a suit dude.
Missing out.
I'm an old, you know, an old soul with an old Hawaiian, and we're getting it's Independence Day week, you know, a little red, white, and blue sort of in this shirt. I thought that was appropriate for Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. You know, thanks to all those who celebrate with us. A great way to kick off the 4th of July sort of countdown is a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. You can bet I'll have a Hawaiian shirt on the 4th. What do you think, by the way, before we get into it, you were texting me about kind of the next few days and, you know, some parties and stuff that typically, what do you think about it being on the, on a Friday? It's kind of, I don't know if I like it being on Friday.
I love it. How do you not like it on a Friday? I love it on a Friday.
Well, because it wouldn't be, you know, initially you'd be like, oh, that'd be the best day, right? I kind of think the best day might be a Sunday or Monday. I'll tell you why. Because like Thursday's not a work holiday. Thursday is just a regular old work day. So like,
but how much work is actually getting done on the 3rd of July when it's on a Thursday? Because I can tell you right now, like at least
I still got to be there.
Yeah. In my other world, I can tell you right now that there ain't a whole lot going to be happening tomorrow.
I can appreciate that. That doesn't, I mean, in the TV world, we're there. Like, we're there no matter what. Are we as motivated? I don't know.
I mean, we have a show tomorrow. We'll do our show as normal tomorrow morning. But other than that, it's not like there's a whole lot of business being done.
It's a little strange. Like, we have a doubleheader soccer game because it's a Thursday night. I have work because it's a Thursday. Normally, like, the day before the actual July 4th is a great party day, too. But I think the last few years, correct me if I'm wrong, we've had it on a weekend. So you've almost had like two good days to party. And I suppose that this time it can bleed into Saturday, like the day after Independence Day. But I haven't
Why not bleed it in? You can bleed it into Sunday too. You can have
I just haven't thought of it that way because I'm so used to like doing something before the 4th of July. We'll, of course, go to Crestview Country Club, which they put on a great fireworks display.
It's
They're
outstanding.
Great sponsors
they do
of the
wonderful.
Program. Before I was ever even out there, that show is near enough to my house where I could see it, and it is fantastic. So that has become the tradition, of course, but then it's like, what else is going on? You know, they have their big pool party. So kind of the 4th has been, you know, with us not having family here or anything like that, we kind of have it. We'll go to the pool all day. They have a big pool party and then we'll turn it into fireworks. This year, by the way, programming note, I will miss the fireworks. I'll be on the air here for you, Infinity Sports Network. I'll be coast to coast. I'm doing one of those shifts, first time in a while, but I'm doing that the night of July 4th. So no fireworks for me this year. But if you're driving around looking at fireworks, you might flip it over, hop in, tune in. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun time to do that shift. I don't know what I'm talking about for 4 hours, but we'll make it happen. But yeah, it's been a little strange doing it. It's kind of felt like everything's off by a day. I just need to, you know, think about it as Saturday.
I mean, I'll tell you, the worst day for the 4th of July to fall is when it's on like a Wednesday, like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, because you get 1 day off. It's like you're at work. Let's say it falls on a Wednesday. I know that happened a couple of years ago. You go to work on Tuesday, you get a random Wednesday off, and then you're back to work the next day on Thursday for the rest of the week. Not a big fan of that.
It's not as big a deal either here because the fireworks are allowed basically for a week and a half, as you all know, because you can hear them every night. So it doesn't quite have the same effect because you can just move it like later to the weekend. I don't know. Friday is definitely not the worst day. It's just not, I don't know that I think it's quite as good as Saturday or Sunday. Maybe that's all it is, but we'll see. We'll all have fun. We'll all celebrate America together. Happy almost 4th of July, everybody. Okay. We'll start today off with the Royals, I think. I have not heard, and we'll see if Kevin Saul pops in the next segment. We'll talk to Kevin Saul in the next segment. Otherwise we'll talk to the Royals. So we'll just, we'll play a little Russian roulette with it. See what happens during the break here, but the Royals get that win last night and they had to have it. I mean, they had to have it. And you know, there are things that you see in that game that kind of make you happy, but Doesn't matter a whole lot if they can't follow it up and find a little bit of consistency for the first time in what feels like forever this season, since they have strung together a respectable stretch of, let's call it, a week of baseball, 2 weeks of baseball. Could that have been the start? Boy, it'd be perfect timing for it while you're playing the team you're chasing in the wild card standing. So we'll get into that. As we make our way through it, and a lot of other stories today. It is a Wednesday on Sports Daily. We're glad you're here with us. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here. Just in the nick of time on that one. These days are crazy. That's the break that I have to run up and get breakfast and the kids ready every day. It's a wild juggling experience right now. Summertime. Shout out to all those parents juggling not having school and trying to entertain the kids and answer the question, what can we do? What can we do? Like, oh man, I remember what I would have been doing if I would have ever had the courage to ask my parents that question in the summertime.
Put you to work.
We'll find something for you to do.
We'll put you to work. We'll figure something out.
That's it. I hated this. I didn't hate them, but the summers were not glorious for me as a kid because it was like I lived out in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't ever really like stuff to do. So like that period of time before I could drive and, you know, but it was, oh, well, here's your list of things to do today. And it was always just chores. I'm like, God, like all my friends are playing and I'm just painting fences and, you know, whatever else they can cook up.
It's free labor or at least cheap labor.
You better believe it. You better believe it. But hey, we all had great upbringings. I'm very fortunate. I think I probably got my money's worth. We'll put it that way. Welcome back into Sports Daily. All right, let's talk Royals, Tommy. It was a very nice, pleasant surprise. Royals score 6 runs in a game. That was the game they really needed to do that against the pitcher in this rotation that is by far the most gettable for the Mariners. They came out and they did what they were supposed to. They scored a bunch of runs early. They added runs late, which has been a bit of a problem. The bullpen held up for them and they got a nice win, 6-3 over Seattle. It puts them right back where they started the series at 4.5 games back, and they play 2 more games against the Mariners here. Nice opportunity for the Royals to make up some ground. If they could come out of this series, Tommy, and be 2.5 games back of the Mariners, regardless of how annoying and frustrating the month of June and the last 3 or 4 weeks has been, like it's hard not to look at that for what it is. They'd be 2.5 games out of the wild card at that point.
Yeah, let's not get out over our skis, though. I mean, there's a ways that they've got 2 more games in this series,
right.
And they were able to get it back to where they started this series, right? Which is good. But there are 2 more games that they've got to go tonight and tomorrow night before they roll to Arizona. So, you know, it was a nice win last night to get back to where, you know, they started this series. But you got to go get the next 2.
You got to. Even if you get the next 1 and get it to 4.5, you just can't lose the next 2. But it's just so, like, this is going to be a wild month. And it's good for us, honestly, because we need this month to get us to training camp. It's going to kind of be like this every day, unless the Royals just have the kind of month of July they had in the month of June. And then it won't be very long before we're like, okay, they're done. They're out of it. But if they can hang in there here, then it's fine. Last night's game was good. It was a good game. It was a nice balanced, I think, offensive performance for the Royals, which is always good to see. Everybody sort of contributing. There were 2 starters without a hit, Kyle Isbell, and then of course the other one, Jack Caglione. He hit 1. He had a missile to first, and I just like none of it is concerning. I think if you're a Royals fan, the only concerning part about it is like as long as it doesn't get in his head. As long as he's handling it okay, and I do think he looks very visibly frustrated right now, as far as the team goes, like we're all, I don't think anybody's not willing to just sort of go through this. I haven't heard a lot of people like, oh, he's a bum or he's not, what way to, he will never live up to it. I've never heard that with him. So I think everything is good there as well. Okay. It looks like we do have Kevin Saul here. So give me just a second here. Let's All right, Kevin, can you hear us?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. There's Kevin Saul. Hey, Kevin, it's been a minute. Happy summer to you. I know summer's always wacky and crazy and silly. Welcome into Sports Daily. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. I believe we haven't had a chance. I think we've missed each other the last couple visits to talk about all the changes happening in college sports. I think typically we assume this is at least a time for you guys to catch your breath to some degree. With those changes, is that even the case this year?
No, I think summer really has become just another busy season for us. You know, it's with the transfer portal, we're heavy into recruiting, baseball, softball. We've got official visits on campus. As you know, the house settlement became effective July 1, which brings with it all the different things that we've talked about in terms of roster maximums and designating student athletes and revenue share and all those components. And then we've got three teams on campus, men's and women's basketball and volleyball, and their summer access getting ready for their season. So it's been a busy few weeks.
Let's talk about that house settlement a little bit, Kevin. You know, it goes from a lot of speculation and wondering exactly what's going to happen and what the ramifications will be from it to, as you mentioned, it took effect as of yesterday. Right away, what sort of implications does that have on the day-to-day and the way that you guys operate?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, we've got a July 6th deadline to quote unquote designate student athletes that would be above and beyond the house settlement established roster maximums. We get an opportunity to do that this first year. And so there's a strategy associated with that. And sometimes that strategy is a little different within each sports program, but in its shortest form, I guess I would say we're finalizing rosters right now. We have revenue share that will begin the month of July. And then we are working through basically two new systems. One is called CAPS, that is a online system that is designed and managed by Deloitte with the Collegiate Sports Commission. That's the new entity that's been established. And that CAPS system is basically designed to capture all of the financial data so that we can identify the financial assistance that we're providing our student athletes above and beyond what was done in 24-25 and manage that cap number. It's a similar system that the NBA and Major League Baseball use. So we're learning that new system and obviously getting rosters uploaded and uploading rev share agreements and scholarship agreements and all of those components. And then we have another system called NIL Go, which is basically an obligation on the part of the student athletes to disclose any and all commercial NIL activities so it can go through a relatively extensive approval and vetting process that's also propped up by the Collegiate Sports Commission and Deloitte. So a combination of a lot of different things for us to get going here early in July.
I want to ask you about that. And I think, you know, for folks listening, you've probably heard it called the clearinghouse, which is the term I keep seeing for it. If you can't have full disclosure here, I totally understand. But for me, that seems ambitious, but not doable when it's if there is going to be some sort of like limit put on NIL. Am I understanding that correctly? Or maybe you have had a chance to look at that. Yeah. Is this group, this clearinghouse, going to say here is the range that somebody can make for XYZ, or is that a misleading thing that's being floated out there nationally?
No, what's happening is a little bit more direct and proactive than that, Jacob. It's a student athlete that desires to enter into a commercial NIL, what NIL was always intended to be 3 or 4 years ago. If they want to get into that relationship, they've got to upload a bevy of information into the NIL Go system, which includes the agreement, the term, the compensation, all those components of the agreement. And then the committee, Deloitte, will assess the fair market value of that particular deal. That will be assessed with really 6 or 8 different layers. It'll look at your market in particular, it will look at how significant of an influencer is that particular student athlete. How does that deal compare with like and or similar student athlete deals across the country? And so they're basically going to assess fair market value deal by deal and approve or deny. If it is denied, then obviously the deal can be restructured and can be looked at differently. But it's a little bit more of a standard broad-based approval process that will be done deal by deal as they are submitted.
So I guess this is where that gets a little dicey for me, and it feels like it's going to get challenged in court at some point when you know, athletes in different markets are going to have different values to different companies. Isn't an athlete worth what a company is willing to put them in? And there are like outlier examples, like Cooper Flagg and New Balance is going to have a tremendous value over something else, or even like car dealerships. You know, what somebody might be worth to a car dealership in a bigger metropolitan area might be worth more than a rural area. I just don't know how that's going to be not going to be challenged at some point when an athlete's told, I'm sorry, like, I know they want to pay you that much, but it's not worth that much.
Yeah. And that very well may be the case, Jacob, and likely will be the case. At the end of the day, if you get a chance to read the 67 page house settlement agreement, it certainly addresses future litigation and legal components in relation to this environment. I think that's part of the variables, right? We talk about it internally analogy. When the NCAA basketball tournament, they switched from the RPI to the net, 7 or 8 years ago, there was a lot of concern about what are the components of the net and how do they interact with each other to create your net score. And really, at the end of the day, you're trying to figure out how to manipulate it to get your net in the right spot, right? Just like you used to be able to manipulate RPI. I don't think it's any different here, where there are components to the calculation on fair market value. Those components are individual based, they're market based, but then they're also peer comparative based. And it will take us some time to understand what kind of deals are going to be approved versus not. And how to structure those accordingly.
One question that I've got about the distribution of the funds with the revenue sharing and everything is that, you know, I've seen a bunch of projections floated around by, you know, different people writing articles and blogs and all of that about how the money will be allocated and how potentially schools that don't have a football program have the opportunity to, you know, maybe bolster the revenue with sports that obviously are non-football. If they don't have football, that obviously is Wichita State in that regard. Do you view, as far as revenue sharing is concerned, do you view it as a positive that Wichita State doesn't have football because the opportunity to share funds, you don't have to worry about that sport to be able to pay student athletes?
Yeah, Tommy, it's a great question. And in short, I would tell you that we are at a competitive advantage as it relates to the cap and the ability to share revenue with our particular sports portfolio over our football playing peers. And I'll maybe go a little bit deeper in that. When you look at the House settlement, it addresses retroactive NIL. You guys are familiar with that. And the percentage that is going to be distributed by the settlement administrator on retroactive NIL will be 75% to football, 15% to men's basketball, 5% to women's basketball, and then 5% to the collection of other sports. And so when you look at that, obviously we don't have football, so we are going to be able to distribute to men's basketball, women's basketball, and a collection of other sports at a higher level than our football playing institutions can. As you guys know, there's a $20.5 million cap that is inclusive of additional scholarships, Alston educational funds, revenue share, several different categories that are all accumulated in that cap. And because Wichita State does not sponsor football, we still have a $20.5 million cap. We have the challenge of trying to figure out how to get that number as high as we possibly can so that we can disproportionately, that's a good thing for us, disproportionately share amongst our sports portfolio and put us at a competitive advantage.
That's what we've all hoped for. I mean, it's been years since we've been talking about that, Kevin. Like, could that be an advantage? That's awesome to hear, I think, for Shocker fans. So as this all continues to unfold and lay out, like, as far, and this isn't just to Wichita State specifically, but certainly across the industry, like, how quickly do you think all of this changes the chaos we've seen maybe the last 2 or 3 years? Is it next season? Is it 2 years? Like, how quickly will things settle after this ruling?
Well, let me address one more thing on the previous question, and then I'll get to that one, Jacob. The one specific example is we have survey data from ADs and CFOs within the American that ask the question, hey, what does it look like for your institution, rev share wise, in the sports of men's basketball, football, and women's basketball? And so we have all that data. And what's really interesting to see is that our collection of football playing peers in the American, as they look at FY24, which was last fiscal year, FY25, this fiscal year, and then next fiscal year, FY26, the numbers for men's basketball actually go down from FY25 to FY26. While our number continues to grow, our number has grown 518% in the last two fiscal years. And we continue to see good progress and good growth there. So I think that's an example of the trends going in different directions, where ours is going up and our peers are going down. Jacob, your latest question, I think it's going to take some time, because what institutions have done across the country prior to the House settlement is basically dumped all the dollars in their collectives into student athlete deals, again, prior to the House settlement, which has basically flooded the market with more dollars that would normally be available via the $20.5 million cap. So I think the 25-26 academic athletic year probably has a little bit more funding from a revenue share perspective in the market than you will see in 26 and 27 and beyond. So it's going to take some time to work through all that. But again, we feel like we're positioned really well competitively in men's basketball. We're in the top two or three in our league. We have taken some significant steps in other sports from a rev share standpoint. We'll continue to grow that and place us at a competitive advantage in our league.
Kevin, we appreciate it. We certainly think this is good news for the Shockers. Real quick, we have just about a minute left. Nike deal. We see the news sort of out there on social. Shocker's now a Nike school.
Yeah, that's right. We put a release out. Man, I think that was right around the turn of the new year in 25, that would begin July 1. And so our creative content, all our sports programs put some really good content out yesterday in terms of us launching Nike as of yesterday. So we're really excited about that. Obviously, as the premier sports and sports marketing brand in the industry, we're excited to be affiliated with Nike again. And our student athletes are very excited. I think that's the most important piece.
Yes,
and
is.
Then switching subjects, guys, I would just tell you that the Learfield Directors Cup, which is the national competition for all athletic departments, there's 365 of them in the country. That's really important to us. And I think we've had some real progress in that area from a competitive standpoint with our sports portfolio. Last year, we finished 247th out of 365 schools, and this year we finished 151st. So we made about a 96th place jump from one year to the next, and we look to continue to grow that. So really pleased with what our student athletes are doing academically, service in the community, and then obviously competitive, making almost a 100th place jump in the Director's Cup. So a lot of good things on the horizon for the Shockers.
Certainly congratulations on that, Kevin. We'll continue this conversation in a couple weeks. Just scratching the surface on all this. Appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
All right. Happy 4th, guys. Go Shockers.
Thanks, Kevin Saul, for stopping by real quick. There'll be a lot to get to, I think, for Shockers fans, as we just sort of had the appetizer there, some of this House stuff. That's all probably good news. I mean, Tommy, the things that we sort of wondered and suspected, it sounds like are probably likely. The Shockers should have a little bit more that they can, you know, put into basketball as others have to put into football. And that's always something we've thought about Wichita State and an advantage they had. Now it's just got to translate into some more wins this year. So that's exciting stuff. You can go back and listen to any of that if you missed it on the Odyssey app. We'll have more of that throughout the summer as we get ready. The players are on campus. We got to get Paul Mills in here at some point, talk about some of these new guys as they finally get a chance to see them practice and things. We were talking about July 4th on a Friday. Here's Chris's suggestion. This comes to us via X. Needs to transition to Independence Day and always be on the first Friday of July. Christmas always needs to be on a Thursday like Thanksgiving. Scrap the hard dates. I would see that idea and raise that Halloween should always be on a Saturday, the last Saturday of October. But I'm not opposed to that idea at all. You know, as far as Christmas, the rest of the religious calendar sort of floats. That's kind of the one hard date, right? The rest of it, it floats around. We have Ash Wednesday. We have Easter Sunday. It's different days every year. So I wouldn't be opposed to that with Christmas at all. Christmas, man, Christmas is a tough one because if it's on a bad day of the week, like traveling and trying to celebrate with family and stuff, it can get a little, they can get a little tricky as somebody who has to now travel home for it. It sometimes can be a little problematic. But so I could get on board with that the first Friday in July. The only thing about July 4th is that day specifically has some significance, right? It's a specific day of an anniversary, unlike Halloween, which does, I know, but it's not like we're talking about the formation of our country or
I mean, I think as long as it floats around that day, I mean, what if it falls on the 3rd or the 5th or whatever, I'm okay. Honestly, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm all right with it being the first Friday in July, and then you know you're going to have that long weekend. I mean, we put Memorial Day always on a Monday. We put Labor Day always on a Monday. MLK Day is always on a Monday.
Would you rather it be a Monday holiday? Because I love Monday holidays.
No, I don't. I don't because, I mean, think of how late fireworks shows go.
That would be the only problem with that.
And then you got to turn around and go to work the next day. Like, that doesn't sound fun.
You just have that celebration on the Sunday night like we do Memorial Day, like we do Labor Day. You know, like I love Monday holidays. They're, you know, outside of Christmas, like they've kind of turned into my favorite summer Monday holidays. Friday holidays just aren't a thing. So maybe I would like them just as much. I don't know, but it's an interesting idea. One that, we'll take to the people that make these kinds of decisions, Chris. So we appreciate it. We'll submit that to the board. What are we doing with Halloween? Why is Halloween not on a Saturday? Why are we doing Halloween on a Wednesday night?
I agree with you on that.
You don't even have to make it like a school holiday or anything. Just move it to Saturday. Goodness gracious. Why do we overthink this stuff? What are we doing here? Come on now. All right, let's continue our Royals conversation here. Tom, we've got Shreyas Lada coming up in the next hour. So I thought, and we started this briefly, that the offense sort of spreading the wealth was nice. I thought the biggest thing last night was that the bullpen was good. Bullpen was real good. One run allowed over 4 1/3. You'll take that. And it's going to take that, as the starting pitching is not going to continue to be like the number one rotation in baseball and all these crazy things that they were, you know, that expectation that was totally unrealistic. They need the bullpen to be good. But you know what, Tommy, the bullpen hadn't had a lot of opportunities lately to pitch with a lead. So it was good to see them be able to snap right into form, because sometimes it's muscle memory and they haven't had that, you know, muscle memory in a while to need to protect a lead late into a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was a little interested to know how, like, the end of the game ended up playing out, like, midway through, because the Royals got out to a lead, and that, you know, I know that that Lorenzen gave up a couple of runs, he gave up a home run, you know, midway through, that was kind of a no-doubter to Randy Arozarena, who's had a great series so far for the Mariners, and I'm like, okay, like, they've got a lead, can they hang on to it? It's been a minute since we've seen them playing with a lead. And so once you get to the bullpen, how is this team going to react? Are they going to be able to hang on? And they were able to do that. They got an insurance run a little bit later in the game, which ended up being, I think, you know, fairly important to provide even more distance between the two teams. That's been the recipe. When the Royals have won games, what we saw play out last night from this team is the reason why they've won games. They've gotten out to a lead early. The offense has done enough to get them a lead, and then it's been enough to turn it over to the bullpen and let the bullpen go to work.
That's their formula. The problem obviously has been that they haven't been able to get a lead because the offense has been, by the way, the offense is the worst in baseball through June. Not including yesterday. I don't think yesterday impacted any of this, but we kind of dug in a little bit on TV because we've got the time this time of year. Worst offense in baseball. That might surprise people. Worst home run offense in baseball wouldn't surprise people, but they are. You might be surprised to learn that they're right at the bottom in walks. Here are a couple interesting outliers on this. They are like ninth in the league in doubles. Been a great doubles team this year. So it's not like a total lack of power to be, but it's a lack of home run power. And they don't strike out. I think they're second or so in the league in strikeouts. Like, they don't strike out. They don't walk, but they don't strike out. It has been a really weird year. You know, some of these things, if you told, you know, if I told you they don't, you know, they won't ever strike out, basically, they'll be in the top third of the league in doubles. There are a couple of those little outliers who are like, all right, that sounds great. And yet they're the worst offense in baseball. It's so strange. It is so strange. I mean, the home runs would obviously help if they were a better home run hitting team. Clearly that would add to the runs, you know, doubles that don't score. But it's just that they just, like, there's not really a stat for it, I don't think. I mean, there's runners in scoring position, I suppose, but they, their ability to not take advantage of opportunities is the thing that hurts them the most. And I don't know what tangible things you can do to fix that. I really don't. And it and some of our smart listeners have been pointing out to this all year. They're like, look, last year was, there's no way last year can be repeated, like, as good as they were in that category. But this sort of pendulum swing is wild. And that's really, I mean, it's the thing that you point to. It's the thing that you point to and you're like, man, what, that's it. That's the reason they have become the worst offense in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why this team, the last time I looked a couple of weeks ago, they were one of the best teams in Major League Baseball in hitting singles. Like, they were hitting the ball, they were getting on base, but then they were down at the very bottom as far as average is concerned with runners in scoring position. And so it's the difference between, and we've talked about this before, a year ago they were one of the most clutch teams in baseball, to this year they are the most unclutch team in Major League Baseball. And so when you've got one-offs like the game last night where they are driving in runs, I mean, like, I go all the way back to the, let's go back to the very first inning last night. Jonathan India had a leadoff double, and we know that he has struggled this year and he's not fully done what I think has been expected of him, but he did do what he needed to do to start that game off. He had a leadoff double. I believe he even, I think he had a two strike count and he still got a leadoff double. Well, the Royals were able to get him over to third, but then there were two outs with Jonathan India on third in the first inning. And I'm watching that first inning and I'm like, yeah, they're not going to drive him in. Like, he's going to get set down and we're going to go to the bottom of the first. Michael Garcia fought off a ball and singled up the middle, and Jonathan India came home and the Royals got off to a 1-0 lead. And it was like, it was shocking to me. Like, I did not expect that. And I know Michael Garcia has been really good this year, but the Royals collectively have not been able to do that, you know? And my first thought, and this is kind of a microcosm and sums up just the entire season. My first thought was the Royals are going to squander Jonathan India on third base in the top of the first. And then they didn't, and they drove him in. But it that becomes the exception, not the rule, because they haven't done that hardly at all this season.
For sure. And that, like, when you said that about Michael Garcia, that's the thing. Like, it's not like that's not a player individually that you can't feel like, you know, won't get the job done, because individually he's had a really nice season. I mean, look, again, like, the outliers here are very strange. Worst offense in baseball, yet Jonathan India is on base percentage is about .326, probably not where we'd ideally hope, but it's not terrible. It's better than what they had in that spot last year. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting .286. Vinny Pasquantino's hitting .266. Michael Garcia's hitting .309, and Salvador Perez is almost back up to .240 now. That's your top five hitters. Okay. All of those individually at this point, you'd be like, okay, sign me up for that, right? Not leading to any runs. Doesn't make any sense at all. It's the strangest thing. Like, there's not, at one point this season, there was a collection of players you could say, okay, this is killing them, right? Whether it was Vinny and Salvi starting slow, whether it was not being able to put anything out with Renfro and Melendez, although, you know, technically speaking, that hasn't changed a lot with Jack Caglione. But it now, like, now we're to the point where a lot of that stuff's not even the case anymore. All their guys you can count on are sort of doing what they're supposed to, but they're just not doing it at the same time collectively. It's crazy.
Yeah, but how much faith, and I know that it's very easy to compare what was happening with Melendez and Renfro. And look at it through the lens of, well, Jack Caglione hasn't really done much either. But I get that. But there are other guys also, like,
totally.
How much faith do you have in Nick Lofton and John Rave and Mark Canna and Drew Waters? And like, the list goes on and on and on. Like, they're rotating these different guys through.
But
like,
you have faith because I agree with you on Caglione. It's totally different, and I have way more faith in that than Renfro Melendez. I think most people do. But Kyle Isbell's been good. Kyle Isbell, you can tell me Kyle Isbell's going to play that kind of defense and hit 250? Sign me up for that all day long. So that leaves two spots in the lineup right now. It leaves your 7 and 8 hitter. Okay. There's a lot of teams in baseball that aren't very good at 7 and 8 and have just fine offenses. You know, that's not usually the thing that makes you have the worst offense in baseball. And so, again, I will spend a lot of time with this, and it may be annoying. I don't know what else to do. We ran a story yesterday of like 25% of the population are just naturally optimistic. I think I fit into that 25% for sure. But like, when you look at all that stuff and individually see that a lot of these guys, most of the lineup is sort of doing what you'd expect it to do. Whenever I say it feels like there's going to be a heater coming, that's what I'm talking about. Like, at some point, collectively, if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, they're going to do it in the right order, and they'll finally score some runs. You just worry if it's going to be too late, and then you see, you know, some cracks in the starting rotation, by the way, and we can get into this. Let's hold it with Lorenzen into the next hour, but that's the kind of stuff we see, right? There's really, right now, only two glaring holes in the lineup, and they're at 7-8. That's it. So at some point, they have to score more than they've scored. Is it going to be like the best? No, but it's got to be better than the worst. And is that going to be enough to string wins together? That's what keeps tricking me right now with the Royals. We'll come back. We'll continue that conversation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.